Okay, pray out. Okay, so here you are, facing a task that you have to accomplish, a work that you have to do. Maybe you don't know right away how to do it. Or maybe you don't even know right away which work you shall do. There may be several to choose between. So what do? You think about it. Well, at least that's what I do. Hard sometimes. If it's not enough, then think harder. All the different factors involved. Line them up there in your mind. Prioritize, analyze. Well, the results for me of that through my life have been mixed, you could say. Well, I learned one thing that when faced with a project or a task that one has to do or wants to do but doesn't know how to do, and the best thing is to find someone who knows how to do it. Ask, learn, and try to do it that way. That works beautifully. As far as my own personal ability allows it to work. Some things I just can't do. But even with that, and especially that question, what to do in the first place, which can be a trickier question. I found myself lately, better late than never, simply stopping in the middle of all of that, going, whew, taking a step back and asking Krishna, what do you want me to do now? You know, Krishna is there in our heart and hears us, right? And can, of course, also answer. And may also reasonably want to answer and do answer if we just ask. So here I am, the little bird picking the berries in that tree, realizing how we need to remind ourselves all those things we've read. There is another bird sitting next to me. So, and it's really nice. Krishna, what shall I do now? Because first of all, you let go of that false ego, in a way, of trying to just figure out everything on your own with your own splendid intelligence and mind, which can, of course, fix everything, right? You let go of that, and that's the whole point, isn't it? Give up the false ego and surrender to Krishna. And Krishna, what shall I do now? Is really such an act of surrender. Trust Krishna, ask Krishna. Trust that Krishna can make you do anything Krishna wants you to do, and that nothing can happen without Krishna. Wanting to do that Krishna wants done, and not wanting to do anything else. Saranagati. So, well, that's just one of my little insights these days that I wanted to share here. Hare Krishna.